Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Kathleen Donovan from Buffalo Amherst Allergy is joining us right now. And, Doc, it's a pretty busy allergy season. Why is it so bad this year, though?
It is busy. I have to agree with you. And, you know, it does vary from year to year, and a lot of it has to do with our weather. We had a late spring. Our pollen counts stay elevated when you don't get rain, and we've really had very, very little rain. So that means that you're going to have sustained pollen counts, and when you have sustained pollen counts, people don't get a break, and it makes the symptoms worse.
You know, this might get into a little bit of the technical aspects of things, but why are people so allergic to pollen?
So it's a genetic issue. So we are genetically inclined. So if you come from parents that are allergic, one parent, you've got a 50-50 chance. Two parents, your kids are probably going to be allergic. But only 20% of the population is allergic. So in the scheme of life, you know, the numbers are with you that you may get good gene pool. But, you know, if not.
As a doctor here, though, if it's a genetic thing and mm-hmm. if it's happening because we haven't had a rainfall here, right. a good rainfall here right. in a while, you know, how do you go about treating allergies? You know, if it's, say, in my case, just right. a seasonal thing, right. how do you go about treating it?
So, you know, it kind of depends. I think that you're right in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of people that have some mild allergies, something a Claritin or Zyrtec or Allegra over-the-counter will fix. And patients, you know, run to Rite Aid and go, you know, I'm going to be at the ball game all day today. I know I'll probably be a little sneezy. I'm going to take a Zyrtec. Or my eyes are going to be really itchy. I'm going to take an over-the-counter eye drop. For the more significant patient who is miserable, and there's a lot of those people that we see in our office who every day of the season they're miserable, and the season may really start in May and end in the first frost in October or November. That's a long time to be miserable when the 5 months of nice weather that we hopefully have in Buffalo, they want to feel good. They want to be outside. And so there are nasal sprays, topical steroid nasal sprays. There are antihistamine nasal sprays. There are leukotriene receptor antagonists. There's sublingual immunotherapy now for people that are grass and tree allergic. There's regular allergy shots. So there's various ways to, you know, treat people to, you know, so that you can go outside and be comfortable.
So the big over-the-counter thing that you were discussing earlier, is that just something, hey, if you feel like you got the seasonal allergies coming on, just take an over-the-counter, sure. you know, like a Benadryl, is that
an
effective?
Benadryl is sedating, so typically we like the non-sedating antihistamine. So Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin, don't make people sedate with infected driving or machinery. Have little kids, you probably don't want to take two Benadryl, be a bad mom day. And so, you know, those are medications that are easily available over the counter. They're pretty inexpensive. Now over the counter, there's topical steroid nasal sprays like Flonase and Nasacort, Nasonex. Now those are, you know, when you read the label for over-the-counter use, they're really not supposed to be used more than a few weeks at a time. But again, for a lot of people seasonally, that's exactly what they need. You know, they've got 3 bad weeks during grass season and they'll use a nasal spray, you know, over the counter.
I had a chance to hang out in the waiting room for a few minutes and no, that's not a knock. That's not a knock at all. But what I noticed was that, hey, there's a pretty steady stream of people coming in.
Yes.
Is how would you compare this year, this season that we're having now, compared to, say, the past couple of years?
You know, as I said, it varies from year to year. We had a lot of rain last summer, so it wasn't as bad. This summer has been, you know, as I said, high pollen counts and no rain, and so that tends to make people more miserable. The season did start a little later this year, so my bad tree pollen people got a week or two reprieve. It didn't start, you know, right in the beginning of May. It kind of started in the middle of May. But then it just pushed the tree season into grass season, so they were overlapping their tree and their grass and really miserable. So, yeah, it's been a bad year.
So after this rainfall, I mean, we're expecting to have a rainfall
yes.
on Monday. Does that basically mean that after Monday, everybody's allergies should be taken care of if it's the pollen type?
They'll feel better. They usually will feel better for a day or two, and if it doesn't rain, the pollen counts are going to, you know, creep back up again, and they're going to be symptomatic again. But if you have multiple rains during a season, you know, spread out maybe by every 3 or 4 days, it kind of gives a patient a break. But here where we've had one shower, really, in weeks, that's where people really, that sustained high counts that people feel the symptoms.
Now, when people say they have seasonal allergies coming on, because before we know it, it's going to be fall here in Western New York. And some people might not like hearing that, but the fall is going to be here. And then they hear the words, oh, the seasonal allergies are coming back. Can you shed a little bit of light? What exactly are seasonal allergies?
So we have different pollens for different seasons. So we start in May. We have some outdoor mold early on. Then you have tree pollen, which is usually May. And then you have grass pollen, which is pretty much June. And then you have some mixed weeds and, you know, July and August. Then you have ragweed, which is a major allergen. It starts August 15th. It goes to the first frost. So again, can you imagine? That's, you know, almost 3 months of allergy season for some people. And again, it's a time of year where it's often dry here. So that's their fall allergy, is ragweed. In the old days, it was people, you know, ragweed was, you know, when they were hay fever, people were out haying the fields. And they'd be out haying the fields and they'd be feverish because they were sneezing and their face is red and their eyes are red, you know.
This might be a really dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because that's what I do. When it comes to, I guess, just day-to-day life, you know, I have these seasonal allergies that I'm dealing with. I feel like I could keep the entire tissue industry going for how much I've been going through them. Is there really a good at-home way to just take care of the allergies other than to constantly, you know, blow my nose?
Well, I'm a big saltwater rinse person, so just washing out your nose with saline. There's lots of products out there like sinus rinse kits that you can wash. It washes out the pollens, washes out the extra mucus. Over-the-counter antihistamines that we talked about, the topical steroid nasal sprays, all work really nicely. They're meds that you have to use, and I know not everybody wants to use medication, but they do give people relief. So, you know, closing the windows, running your air conditioner, not sleeping with a cat. All those things work.
Any other major things that you think people should know about allergies and just, you know, day-to-day dealing with it?
Yeah, it's a quality of life issue for people. So, you know, there are meds that make people better. And it's interesting when people come in and finally go on the meds, they always kind of look and say, geez, I wonder why I waited so long to take medications to make this better. So there's good relief out there that, you know, you don't have to work real hard to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.